and welcome to episode 8 of
Brutal Battle!
Wow.
Did you like that?
That was amazing. Alright, you're doing it from now on. That was killer.
That was like my Dio / Dragon Force.
Know. I wish I could have like a sick drum solo to That's why, and I know you have your music that you do, because the music, it was your idea, your whole thing for our intro and your friend's band or whatever, but I wanted to have 3 inches of blood so bad.
I know.
It would just fit so well, because it's Brutal Battle and they sing about, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
Right. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the music that we have, intro and outro. It's actually different parts of the same song. The song's called Love Buttons, and it's actually about video games.
Those are buttons I like to press.
Yes. Love buttons. But it's about video games.
Well, that's okay. It's just all, got an immense amount of respect for me.
Exactly.
Video game.
Well, it's basically about a person. It's a whole lot of like innuendo, but it has to do with video games.
That's cool.
So people think like it's sexual innuendo about some lady, but it's sexual
is that
innuendo.
Your Baltimore accent coming out. Innuendo.
Innuendo. innuendo with Natty Boos.
Go down, bomber.
Yeah, but it's just innuendo about video games. So, it's a good song. It's called Love Buttons. It's by a band called Sofa Punch.
Sofa Punch.
One word, I believe.
Just like that.
Bam. But the thing is, they're a defunct band.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore. But they split. A few of the people from one band are in another band now, and one person from the band is in another band.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually kind of successful. The one band had at least two of the members from Sofa Punch who are now in it, called Power Space, also one word, but they might be defunct too for all I know now. And then the other one, the one guy, went to the band Foxy Shazam, and they're actually getting pretty big now. I heard them on 98 Rock recently. I didn't expect to ever hear that, but the guy who's in that band, he plays trumpet, and he's outstanding. He actually went to college on like a music scholarship, and I think at that college they only give one out per entering class. So big deal. But anyway, that's just a little information about that. Something we were talking about before we were recording, my wife Rebecca was down here, and she was like, "You guys are being really harsh on your grading of these beers," and so let's just go ahead and talk about that. Your thoughts, Kyle.
Well, I set my numbers and what they mean to me personally. So I pretty much thought of 5 and up as 5 average. Well, let me start at 10. 10 is the best beer you've ever had. It is groundbreaking when you try that beer. So that is a score that will be seldom given out, if ever, on this show. But when the time comes, that'll be pretty awesome. It'll be pretty epic. It'll be a pretty cool moment. So 10 is the best beer we've ever had. 9 is an awesome beer. Not the best beer we've ever had, but it's great. And I go down from there. 8, very good. 7, good. 6, you know, decent. And then 5, average. So it's like, you know, you got to look at it in that respect. That's why I think our scores, like 7, good. 7 is good. That's why I gave Breakfast Out a 7, because I like Breakfast Out a lot. It's very good.
Right.
But, and then, you know, 5 just goes down from there. And varying degrees of badness.
Yeah. And as everyone knows, I had said that, you know, when I tried Breakfast Stout myself, I had rated it higher.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do feel like for this instance of doing this podcast, I've just kind of come into it with the mind of I need to be conservative.
Yeah, you have
with
to.
This.
Because, and we have talked about that before.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to give out this 10 and then have a 10 forever.
Yes, know, exactly. You got to leave that wiggle room. You got to leave the space. And, you know, while now it seems like, you know, there have been so many episodes and Founders is still at the top, you know.
So many episodes. What, 8?
Well, this is 8. Breakfast Out won on, what?
Third?
Third?
Second?
Yeah, third.
Second?
Third.
One of the two. I don't remember.
Yeah, I believe it was the third. So then, what, 4, 5, 6, 7? I mean, this is its 5th episode of, well, it might be dethroned, but as of now, it's the 5th episode.
Big words.
Who knows? So, I mean, I feel we're justified.
Yeah.
I feel we're definitely justified in what we're doing.
Because we have to kind of consider that, you know? So maybe Maybe I would have given that an 8 if it hadn't been our third episode, or a 9 or whatever, because it was good, but we don't want to give high scores right out of the bat, and then just...
Yes.
It would be boring after that.
I also feel like it was subconsciously, but now I'm thinking about it. I feel like I've been kind of holding those higher marks for, like, the hoppy beers. Because it's, like, my bread and butter. That's what I love most.
That's what he loves. So I won't be doing that. I like beers in various styles, so... I'll just, if a good beer strikes me, then I'll give it a good score, period.
Yeah. I'm just saying, when some good hoppiness comes around.
Yeah, it's good. That's going to be where we clash.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, it doesn't really matter, because it's not like we're arguing about anything. Your score is your score, my score is my score.
Which, this may be a little premature, but I'm actually just looking at the beers from here.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of them could be hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
Just the head that was on it had considerable head.
Yeah.
And with the coloration, it kind of just... made me think, this could be hoppy.
What you don't realize, folks, is these, the whole time we're talking, these beers are sitting here, and our mouth's watering. It's pretty rough. Sometimes he gets to talking, and I'm like, will you shut up just so we can drink these things?
I look over every now and then, and Kyle's just, like, zoned out, drooling, because he's staring at the beer. Well,
there's a lot of interesting artwork down here, too, so I'm just like, yeah. I stare at that Boondock Saints poster for about 95% of the podcast.
It's a pretty badass Boondock Saints poster.
It is.
Joey Bevo sent me over.
Oh, yeah. Willem Dafoe.
Of course. Come on.
As the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a great movie. Okay. Well, another thing I wanted to talk about. This is another topic. Yeah. Separate topic.
Mm-hmm.
This is tied into the last episode. Segues perfectly because I wanted to talk about it anyway. Which is beers in cans.
Cans.
Because we had the Cigar City in a can.
It's just cans.
Just cans.
Do you get that reference? I said that earlier and you just blank-faced it.
Yeah, because I don't get it. I still don't.
It's from Speed. Keanu Reeves, when they hit the grocery cart and they think it's a baby and then cans go everywhere. And he's like, it's just cans. It was only cans.
I probably didn't get it because you have, like, that's the worst impression of Keanu Reeves I've ever heard.
It's an exaggeration because he talks like an idiot. But I will tell Speed, Sandra Bullock.
I find her hard to look at.
Oh my God. Are you blind, sir?
No, I'm just.
And in Demolition Man? Oh,
I have taste. I'll give her
a murder, death, kill.
I'm going to tell you this. She has a hard face.
No, she doesn't.
She has a hard face, man.
All right. For me, I'm obsessed with Sandra Bullock from the waist to the knees. Moving on.
Oh.
But, that thing is
but do you
righteous.
Do you not agree that it looks like she's been a boxer most of her life?
No. And I would say that about the chicken Million Dollar Baby.
She's kind of busting
in the face. Yeah,
she's got huge teeth. She's one of the horse face crew, which I throw Julia Roberts in there, too.
You gotta nail on some new shoes and take her out for a trot.
Yes. Hilary Swank, Julia Roberts... And Sarah Jessica Parker, the horse face triplets.
But I like Julia Roberts. She's hot. She's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. Enough of that.
No, man. We should talk about the ladies.
And we did.
Who's your Hollywood crush?
We did. That's enough.
All right. Sorry. Move on.
All right. So, about the cans.
Yes. Cans.
It's becoming more popular.
It is.
The beers are being put in cans.
Because scientists... The whole light thing, the penetration and the skunking and all that business.
Right. You mean like if it's in a bottle, light UV rays can get in
blah,
and
blah, blah,
skunk
blah, blah.
The beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why beers that are either in clear glass or green glass are not nearly as good as ones that are in brown glass because brown glass filters the UV rays better.
Mm-hmm.
But then obviously if it can't get through at all, like being in cans, then... much better.
Do you have a favorite canned beer?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
Oh, that's a good question. Yes.
Uh-huh. Mine would be between two, I think.
Okay, I'll give them to you, but they're close to one another.
Okay.
The close second is the Gubna, mm-hmm. which is like an Imperial IPA by,
we're both going there.
Oscar Blues.
Tenfitty is one of mine.
That's,
I was going to say.
Okay. And my number one is Caldera IPA.
Ooh.
By Caldera Brewing.
That stuff is brutal.
That stuff is awesome. Well, brutal as in. Brutal isn't very hoppy.
Like liquid death grapefruit.
Yes. Whew. That's my bread and butter, the grapefruit. I know. Hoppiness.
I know. So my other one was going to be Resurrection, which I've actually... Okay. I had a couple in my fridge, and I don't know if they got... They didn't get skunked because they'd just been sitting in my fridge, but honestly, I cracked them, and I was like, I just don't want to drink this. And I love Resurrection, so I don't know. Maybe my palate's changing, or maybe it's just a bad batch. Not really sure what's going on there, but Resurrection is... which I've probably mentioned before. A beer I like, so...
I have a feeling that your palate's changing.
It always is.
A few years down the road...
My palate is a chameleon. A
few years down the road, you're going to be pounding hardcore IPAs.
If I can get over the hump of the initial shock of the bitterness, I can usually drink pretty much anything.
You'll... Like, I used to be that way. Like, I have a friend, his name's Mike, and he was actually the person who got me into drinking IPAs because I was starting to get into... microbrews, and then he was kind of like, man, IPAs is where it's at. And then we had a bunch of, this is actually when I was working in a liquor store, and then we had a bunch of other coworkers who were like, yeah, IPAs, love this and that. And the one I remember them talking about the most was the Tupper's Hop Pocket.
Hop Pocket?
Hop Pocket. Interesting. Yes. I think that comes in a four-pack
bottle.
Okay,
it doesn't burn your mouth.
That's good. But I wasn't there at that time, but it was kind of like, man, everyone loves this, I'm going to try it. And the first time I went for an IPA, I was like, oh, I was like, it's so floral, it's so citrusy, it's too much. But I kept at it, and now it's just, I crave it. I'll just be like, man, I just want like a super hoppy beer to relax. And I don't know, it's not a beer that really lends itself all that much to eating something with it or, you know, being outside in the heat with it. Like it's its own, it's like an inside enjoy this beer kind of as a dessert or afternoon snack or, you know.
I don't remember like the first, I mean, obviously Sierra Nevada's, most people, that's their first hoppy beer. Because Sierra Nevada, for a macro, it's pretty darn hoppy. But my first real hoppy taste was Anchor Liberty Ale.
Okay.
Which I've grown to really like, but when I first had it, I was like, holy hell, what is this? But
That's really funny that you brought up Anchor, because someone at my work just today had brought up Anchor, saying that they've not had anything.
Gorgeous.
They said they haven't had anything from Anchor, and I was like, "Well, Anchor's a pretty old brewery.
They are,
and they're actually, if for people who don't know, they're in San Francisco, and they were the ones who coined steam beer. They were the first ones to do steam beer, to coin the term.
They're pretty
steam
much
beer.
The godfather of the microbrew.
Well, I mean, Sam Adams.
Micro brew, not macro brew.
Sam Adams isn't macro.
Micro. Sam Adams isn't macro?
I mean, it's becoming that.
Yeah.
But Sam Adams was, like, the quintessential first
true.
Micro.
Okay, yeah. You know I mean? I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Kind of blurred the lines a little bit, but yeah.
Although people could say, you know, Yingling was kind of the first micro brew. Because they are, aren't they technically the oldest brewery in the nation?
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess they could say that. But anyway, getting back to the cans and all
The oldest continually running one, I think.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. I think Anchor's older, but they stopped during Prohibition, whereas Yingling didn't or something. I don't know. Something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I have no memory. Tend to repeat myself. Tend to stutter. Struggle for words sometimes.
Yes. Well, that's why I'm here to pull
fill
you
in the gaps. Because I'm
going to pull you out of the quicksand.
Once I start twitching.
So, the whole can thing, I came across... I thought it up because I was doing some research on, you know, articles, because I want to educate when we have the podcast.
Entertain and educate and inebriate.
And potentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, I came across a small article that was talking about Ballast Point, how they're going to be going to cans soon. And I saw it and I was like, don't care. We had that one Ballast Point beer because we hated it. It was terrible. So that's why I said didn't care. But it just kind of sparked in my mind, well, you know, maybe we should talk about the cans versus bottles.
I respect
bottles.
Cans. I respect cans for a variety of reasons, not just because of the whole anti-skunking feature. It's more portable. It's easier to take out on, like, the boat and stuff like that.
True.
It's just, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, even if you spill it, it's just, it's a lot easier to handle than a bottle in a lot of situations. It's smaller, more portable. I mean, yeah, I like cans a lot. Usually if I go somewhere, I'm taking Resurrection just simply because it's a can.
Okay.
Okay. Because
that's fair.
Know, you kind of blend into. You're not like, who's this guy with this fancy beer? I'm not rolling in with a huge, you know, bomber or anything.
I've done that at parties.
Yeah, yeah, I have too. But I'm just saying, it's kind of like, if you don't want to make a big fuss, just bring in your can, have your beer.
I hear it. It was weird for me because I've been through phases with what I like to drink out of. And
I like to drink out of a glass.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's my big thing. Now, yeah. Originally when I started drinking beer, I wanted to drink beer out of a bottle because I thought bottles were great. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, man, I feel like I look cool and I feel cool when I'm drinking out of a bottle. And then
actually, no,
I got into cans after that when I started seeing like good microbrews in cans at that point. Like the Caldera really got me into it. And and then I was like, well, I don't do this often. I don't drink out of cans often. So then it changed to now I feel cool drinking out of the cans. Now I like the cans. And then after that, I went to pouring in a pint glass because I've started to really feel like that's how you experience a beer the best. Because you're
glassware. I wouldn't say necessarily pint glass.
You're right. You're allowing the beer to have more surface area.
Yeah.
Therefore you're allowing it to
warms up.
Faster, it warms up faster, you're allowing it to be more aromatic, you're allowing the flavors to open up quicker and
that's
easier.
I like drinking big beers in a snifter.
Yeah. So
like barley wines or like big imperial stouts. Yes. They're just a snifter is just the best. And you can warm it with your hands. That's what I love about it. You can warm it up real easily just by holding it.
Give me a Trogues Flying Mouflon in a snifter. Yeah. I will be in heaven.
That's when I drank my 10 fitties in the snifter. I was like,
Big beers in the snifter, nothing
better. You're sitting there, you're shaking it, you feel like, oh, yes, I have my snifter of brew. Lovely.
Well, here's something, though. Most people,
is what I'm talking about, highbrow.
Yeah, highbrow, big beers.
Fancy.
I feel like most people probably don't know that there are people who drink beers out of snifters.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
there's all kinds of weird beer glassware. I mean, go look at, like, Google beer glassware. You'll find all kinds of crazy-ass glasses.
Well, I know, have you ever heard of the company Riedel Glassware? Riedel?
Riedel, no.
Riedel. They do like, specially scientifically cut wine glasses that are designed to best deliver wine to your palate. Mm-hmm. So that you get the flavors in proper order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea behind it is, in your normal wine glass, it's got, like, a rolled lip to it. And it's shaped so that when you pour when you pour the wine into your mouth, the way it curves and the lip on the rolled lip, it kind of acts like a speed bump, and it puts the wine to the back of your tongue first, which is where you get bitter flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting the bitter first out of the wine. Now, what Riedel did is they cut the lip so it just drops off, and they've shaped the bottles. Or, I'm sorry, this is a bad one for me. They shaped the glasses.
He's sinking.
Yeah. Shaped the glasses because the shape and the way they cut it will then deliver the wine to the tip of your tongue first, where you get the sweet flavors first. So, but they have a different shape for each wine varietal as well, each grape varietal, that is. But they branched out not long ago into doing it for beers too. So they have sets.
I think you're tiptoeing into pretentious land.
I'm just saying. I don't own it.
I feel like I have to make the point that
I hear you.
I would never drink out of more than maybe two or three different things. Other than that, it's just like, you're getting a little ridiculous. I mean, it's freaking beer. But at the same time, yes, I understand certain variations, but I don't need 20 different freaking glasses to drink my beer.
Right.
You know, I like to argue both sides.
But I'll tell you this. I'd try it.
Yeah, of course.
I'd try drinking them.
Yeah. No, I'm not against it at all, but I'm just saying, you know, there are both arguments to both sides.
Don't be fascist.
No, I'm not.
Don't be a fascist.
You're a fascist. You hate everything.
Fascist.
I've given higher scores across the board than you have.
That's true. So you're unfascist.
Yes.
In a sense.
I am. I'm socialist.
I have a confession to make. When I said, give me a flying mouflon in a snifter, the first thought was, give me a Duclos Devil Milk in a snifter. But I shied away from that because I thought you'd be like, ugh, Duclos.
No.
Bring it up, Duclos again.
Like Duclos. You just talk about them all the time.
I hope eventually someone or someone's at Duclaw listen to this and are just like, man, we get plugged on that like all the time. We should give them free beer.
That'd be cool. I'd be down.
And if any of you who do work at Duclaw are listening to this, we would accept your free beer.
I haven't been there in a while. I wish they had a better atmosphere for sports, and I would be there a lot more, I think.
Well, I mean, what defines a good sports atmosphere for you, though?
When you can, like, the TV placement in that place leaves a lot to be desired.
Okay.
They have the ones underneath, and then they have, like, one over there and one over there. It's like
you really have to kind of get up on the bar, most likely.
Yeah, and then it's weird to have it up underneath and then have the ones back there. It's like you're either looking straight up or you're bending down to look under the bar.
Okay. I mean,
I'm not a dwarf, damn it.
And it's probably a good thing that you're not.
Yeah.
Nothing against people who are, let's be proper. Nothing against little people.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about, like, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons dwarf.
You know, I'm taller.
My character in Pathfinder right now is a halfling.
Mm.
So, I wasn't originally, but got resurrected.
I want to get back into that whole thing. I'm playing Neverwinter Nights 2 right now. Ooh. So that's how I'm getting my D&D outlet, since I can't really play. Right. It's great.
Well, I don't want to go down this path too far.
Oh, gosh. Because
people start jumping
don't
ship.
Don't get me started on the video games.
People jump ship.
All right.
Let's get into beer.
Beer.
We've been staring at these beers.
Yes.
And Kyle's whole front of his shirt is just sopping wet with drool. Right. And actually, just looking at him from where I'm sitting, I'm going to say A.
Looks like urine.
A looks like, no, it looks like a, like a...
Urine. It's cloudy and yellow.
It's really cloudy. If your urine super looks cloudy. Like that, seek you have a attention. Hydration issue. Yes. You're dehydrated. But I'm going to say that's probably like a nice wheat beer, and B is like a nice hoppy pale ale or IPA. That's just what the colors from here look like to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to even go so far as to say that A could be Dreamweaver by Trogues. And I won't even venture a guess at B yet.
You're crazy.
Let's see. I'm getting ballsy tonight.
Cloudy, yellow.
All right, A.
Very fine head, as usual.
Yes.
These things have been sitting here so long, the head pretty much dissipates.
I expect to smell an A banana.
Spice, definitely.
Yeah, I'm not smelling a whole lot of banana.
No, there's a whole lot of spice, though. Wow. Oh, man. What is that? Coriander?
That's what popped into my mind first. I'm getting the oranginess.
Yeah, these are the typical smells we always talk about. Nothing new here.
Well, you know what?
It does have kind of a little like a...
It's got some...
Almost like a... I wouldn't say briny, but I get olive. And that might be crazy. That might be so out of left field.
That is crazy. I'm actually getting a significant hoppiness.
From the nose?
Yeah. When I said it's like an orangey,
maybe.
Orangey smell, it's actually not like... The orangey scent you get with the wheat beers.
Yeah.
It's more of like an orangey scent you get with some nicely hopped beers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I'll
what
just
I'm getting
drink this. And it's
all right,
totally...
let's drink it. That is
disgusting.
I don't think it's disgusting.
That is terrible.
Ooh.
One.
Hold on. Whoa, hold on.
One. Don't want to take another sip. That's like carbonated.
You're going to have to. I'll tell
you
what.
Carbonated
this...
lemonade. That is terrible.
No. This tastes like straight up lemon rinds.
That is disgusting.
Taste it again.
Not the good part of the the lemon rind.
Lemon rind.
Not the zest.
It tastes like
the
lemon
rind. Don't make me drink it again.
You have to. For the fans.
That's one of the worst beers I've ever tried in my life.
It's got a really... This is one of the worst bitter finishes I've had in a beer. And it's just like a lemon rind. Like the bitterness you'd get from a lemon
rind. Can I call Rebecca down here?
No.
I'm going to call her down
for
here.
For what?
This is horrible.
No, we can get to it later. But it tastes just like a lemon rind. How much you want to bet this has like, quote, like lemon zest or something in it?
It's got lemon heads in it too. Lemon heads, lemon rind, lemon zest, lemon death.
That's kind of harsh.
That is disgusting.
Mm.
I never want to
that's
try
harsh.
That again.
That could be like a line in Kugel or some crap.
I don't even know.
Gross.
But whoever it is, they're going to get some hate mail tomorrow.
All right, let's move on to B. Like I said, B
this
looks
like Yingling.
It doesn't look like Yingling.
I think it does.
Isn't Yingling a little bit darker than that?
Probably. I don't know. That's been, It's been so long since I've had
this
Yingling.
This is like a nice amber. Ooh. Uh-oh, you just took a sniff and went, ew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my nose is kind of...
Like, what are you, snorting the beer? Hmm.
No. I think I'm going to blow it all over the place.
I don't like the smell of this one. Nope.
Well, I feel like I'm a broken record lately, but I'm getting like a banana-y.
You with the bananas.
I don't know. For some reason,
I love bananas, but crap. I mean, I see what you're saying, though.
Definitely getting banana. Validate that.
Yeah. Super ripe, like almost brown banana.
Yes.
Like the really, really ripe bananas.
Yep. Overripe banana. With... I don't know, I feel like there's a tad bit of vanilla-y
yep.
finish.
Yep, I get that, vanilla. Keep going, because I'm struggling on this one. I just smell mediocrity.
Yeah. You want to taste it? You want to taste that mediocrity?
Watch it be amazing. Yeah, sure.
Let's
go for it.
Mm.
That is very sweet.
Confusing.
Very sweet, but very bitter, too.
Yeah, it's not, the bitterness it has on it is not dissimilar to A. They kind of have close to the same bitterness.
Nah, I wouldn't say so. Mm-mm. But then again, as soon as A hit my lips or hit my tongue, I pretty much didn't really analyze it. I was like, terrible, done. So
I'm going to go between the two now.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. B. Yeah. A. Yeah. Ugh. I mean, A gets sweeter after having B,
yes,
but
it does.
Still just not.
It is awful.
That's bad. I'm going to guess that's some sort of Line and Kugel product. That's just...
It is terrible. And it ends on this, like, weird, sour, bitter thing. It's like the, yeah, like the, like
they're,
citrus,
they're,
like the pith.
They're trying to be like...
It's like chewing on lemon seeds.
It's like trying to be like Blue Moon, but they put rinds in it. Ugh. And not good.
B is definitely better, but they're both not good. A is terrible. I wouldn't call B terrible, but I don't like B either.
Good God.
Ugh.
We had a good episode last episode.
A is
episode.
A zero for me. Can we give zeros?
No. No.
One. And no. that is an insult to one.
Should we be allowed to? I don't know. Let's make a decision now.
No,
should we give zero?
It's a 10-point scale.
Okay.
I don't want to make an 11-point scale.
Well, I mean, technically, if you give a zero, that is on the 10-point scale.
No, zero to 9. Because
0.5.
0 to 9 is
okay,
10.
Okay, that's
1
fine.
To 10 is
okay,
10.
That's fine. All right, so you want to give a 1.
God, and it's an insult to the number 1.
1, you just got dissed.
Yeah. Ooh, burn. 1.
I'm... God. Wait, let me do one more real quick, just to make sure.
I will try it again, just to reassess my hatred for this crap.
I'm not going to be as harsh, honestly. For once, I'm going to be the less harsh. I'm going to give it a 2.
Wow.
It's not good, but I'm going to give it a 2.
I hate everything about what that beer is.
Yeah, I'll give it a... No, I don't even want to give it a 2. I reconsider. Because now that the bitterness is settling in,
it's been steeped with weasel carcasses.
Steeped with weasel carcasses?
Ugh.
I like it.
It's like lemon rind roadkill.
Okay, B for you.
Let me go back. It's going to be either a 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm. B, I mean, it's kind of like, I get like the little bit of banana-iness, but at
the
same time...
The way
time,
it ends is...
Not good.
It takes it down for me. It's like, at first, like, okay, and then it's like,
yeah,
maybe not.
When it sits in your mouth, it just really tries to make you hate it.
I like... One thing I've realized from doing this podcast is it is hard to get a beer that finishes on a positive note or positive. Like, yeah. It's like they all finish on the sour, astringent, nasty.
Bleh.
Yeah.
Bleh.
Maybe that's why Bud Light and Coors and all that are so popular, because they finish and it's just nothing. So
that's true.
Maybe that should be one a point for them.
Are you going to make a call on this one? I just have to give it a 2 because I still dislike it, but I think it's not as bad as 1.
Yeah.
All right, so we're at a consensus on
yes,
that.
Yes, uniformly scored.
So A 1 and B 2. And
I can't wait to see what A is.
I'm still saying it's some sort of like Line and Kugel or something similar.
I think it's going to be
bad.
One of those weird ones like that. What was that? Key West thing that we had?
I don't know. Okay, so A
should go back. Hold on. We should have an episode way down the line where we go back and try all the ones and see, like, the worst of the worst. No. That would be awesome. I don't want to.
Actually, I thought about just us coming up with a clever name for the lowest beer.
Oh.
But no, but then we'd have to do the playoffs between the lowest ones if we were doing that for the highest as well.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. Well. All right, you ready for A? A, with a rating of 1.
Yep.
Is?
Terrible.
Saranac White IPA.
Wow.
Hey, guess what? This is one of the beers that I got in my Amazing Clubs. This is from my Amazing Clubs, and not surprised, because it is
IPA.
Crap. White IPA brewed with spices. You're right about the spices.
Yeah.
You should be proud about that. You nailed that.
Spices.
But this is crap.
See how accurate I am when I say spices?
But do you see the photo on there? The picture on there has a orange rind.
Huh.
So there's orange rind in there. They literally put orange rind in there, and it's disgusting.
It tastes like lemon. That's weird.
It's crap. That's bad.
Terrible. Saranac, stop making beer right now.
Yeah, quit. I would say quit while you're ahead, but you're never there.
Go home.
All right, B, better at a 2, but still not so great, is... Oh, no!
What?
No. Raging Bitch?
What?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, my God.
That's not even possible. Raging Bitch by Flying Dog?
Which I claim to be one of my favorite beers.
Ha! Now it's been done to you.
Oh my God, I gave it a 2.
Now it's been done to you, buddy. Me with the Founders. Here's the thing.
That is Raging Bitch. Yep.
Me with
Oh my God.
Me with the Founders.
You at least gave it a 6.
I gave that a 6. You with one of your favorite beers gave it a 2.
Oh my God.
Gave it a 2.
She she really
screwed you over.
Yeah. Mm. Oh my God. See, it makes total sense though.
Yeah, it does.
Because I've always felt it does kind of end on a
bad note.
Assy note to it.
Yeah.
And it does. But man, to give that a 2. Wow.
Well, guess what? Now we're even.
Mm-hmm.
We've both been tricked. Fooled. And I think I heard the floorboards creaking upstairs. I think she's probably listening at this point to be like,
and the funny thing is, I've noticed Raging Bitch is one of my beers that I do love, but I have to be in the mood for it. And I haven't had it in a while.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
So that, I can understand giving it a lower score, but a 2? Ugh, I'm ashamed of myself.
Now you know what it's like to be me.
Yeah, no crap. A 2? Oh my God.
But, you know, like we said, we want to take the brand out of this.
Wow.
You know, we don't want to know what brand
this
it
tastes,
is.
This does not taste good. I'm going back to it, and even going back to it knowing it's Raging Bitch.
But
that's why I emphasize the state of your palate is important when you're trying beer.
That's true.
It is.
I want to pose this to you.
Yeah.
Having this experience with it, how are you going to view it in the future now? Are you going to go to it and be like, it's still one of my go-tos, I still really like it, or are you going to view it differently now?
The man who has the chameleon palate says, maybe I'm moving past it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Ooh, I like how you just like said I could be right. Go me. All right.
Maybe I'm moving past it. I don't know. That's hard to say, really. Like I said, man, I haven't had this beer in a long time, so.
Well, let me go ahead and try and wrap this up then. Obviously, Founders Breakfast Stout, still the Master Broverlord with a 6.5.
Master Broverlord.
And
I just got punked.
You did. But I just want to remind everyone, go ahead and send us emails, comments, questions, suggestions.
We have an email address, so go.
BrutalBattlePodcast@gmail.com.
So not please. Gmail, Gmail.
Yes, Gmail, not Gmail. We were talking about Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
And Willem Dafoe was a Gmail and that kind of, but no.
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, so BrutalBattlePodcast@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. We will mention your name if you send us something that's noteworthy.
If you want us to.
Yes, and if you want us to. Hey, actually, if you send us an email and say, I just want you to say my name and say that I wrote you an email,
Say my name.
Ugh.
God, I feel...
You feel
this
bad?
This is terrible, man.
All right. On that note, Kyle, I'm going to turn this off and let you go sulk in a corner and know what it's like to be me, but actually worse because you gave one of your favorite beers something worse. All right. That being said, thank you everyone for listening. This has been Brutal Battle, and see you later.
We'll see you next time.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.